Hello, guys. Welcome back to the Law of Attraction Secrets podcast. I cannot get this episode started fast enough. I am so excited for you to be here today with the most incredible shaman channeler, death and rebirth spirit guide, the most insanely accurate psychic human being I've ever met. We just had the most wonderful chat with him and his wife. I am blown away and I can't wait for you guys to meet him today. And I'm sure you're going to have loads of questions. I will try and ask them psychically, tune in to what you want me to ask him. But really, his tags are below. You'll be able to see all the amazing people he's worked with, as well as wonderful, well-known, you know, actors and sportsmen and all the above. But here today in the studio for you,
Riz Mirza.
There we go. He's like, she's going to say it wrong.
Am I going to say it wrong or not? Well, but Riz, you know what? Riz Mirza. Yeah. I was a kid in school that, you know, when people used to get, you would go to the souvenir shop and it would be like, Bobby's room. You would get a license plate.
Yes.
Yeah, I was the kid that there was no Riz
right
in there. But did you know, finally, after 54 years, yes, I'm 54. I'll be 55 in August.
We don't believe you. We don't believe you. You and your wife look like 25. No, really like 31, both of you.
Easy. Thank you so much.
31, like no, not a day older.
So anyway, I had the name that nobody had growing up, which was Riz. And now when I go to Starbucks and they go, what's your name? And I say, for the order, I go Riz. And they go, oh, that's cool because you got Riz. Because the word is now in the dictionary.
No way.
It was the most popular word.
What does it mean?
I thought that like Natasha knew, Graziano knew like all the cool words.
No.
So when you have Riz, R-I-Z-Z.
Oh, like Rizla?
Kind of. But Riz is like, has become the most popular urban word of 2023 because it means you have like charisma.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
Right, so all the TikToks.
Yeah. So, you're so Riz.
So now no one believes it. Before no one wanted to accept it. Now no one believes it. So I go, all right, that's my karma. I guess my name is my karma.
That's amazing.
And now there's this actor whose name is Riz.
No.
From England.
They took
Riz Ahmed.
Name?
Riz Ahmed.
No.
Yeah. So.
Well, Riz Mirza, well, thank you, Riz. We are so excited. And it is your name. It means charisma. I didn't know any other way of describing it. You first of all, just, I mean, tapped in to the energy of my baby. That was mind-blowing. Like, the way you read her energy, which I believe so true. I can feel this child in this way. And then we won't say the name because we'll let them guess, but you guessed the name. Like, the name, the only, I've been debating on names. I didn't know what name you went straight to. This is what her name,
I'm now, nobody knows this, right?
Is. No.
That's important that, no, you haven't shared this.
I haven't shared the name.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Because that's always important to know that you haven't said it on the show. But no. I felt when I connect to a spirit, and let's talk about that. Let's drop into it. People say you connect with the spirit world. Let's break this down. I like to break things down.
Please.
Okay, so spirit world, what do you mean by that? A world other than ours? Because there's really one universe, one reality.
Yep.
There are things we, some of us see and hear that some of us don't. You have a dog, we were mentioning earlier, you have a dog. So there's a thing called a dog whistle. Now the dog whistle, when you blow it, it makes a sound you and I can't hear.
Right.
Doesn't mean it's not there. Right? It's there. The dog is obviously reacting to it. Okay, so psychics or people who hear things or see things that others don't, it's because they have a particular ability to see and hear that. So when I'm with a person who's either pregnant or maybe about to be pregnant, I can feel, you might say, or hear the frequency that that energy, that intelligence, that soul is vibrating on. Okay, it's just, it's almost like a particular kind of hearing.
Wow.
I've seen some psychics who smell things. Some psychics who taste things, you know, they'll be giving a reading and they'll say, oh, you're talking about your grandmother, but I keep tasting this particular food. And they'll say the food and the person goes, that was her favorite food.
Yeah.
So how do you explain that, right? We live in this world that each day we're watching amazing things on the internet, right? We're scrolling, we watch an amazing video. We watch someone doing something amazing and then we forget, right? We see a guy jumping out of a plane, he's blind or he's deaf or he's a quadriplegic and he's doing something amazing and he's parachuting. And we're like, wow, this guy's an inspiration. Or the kid in a third world country who's learned to build drum sets out of garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us are seeing this day after day. And it's almost like we're becoming desensitized to all these miraculous things mm-hmm. around us. Mm-hmm. And there starts to become this apathy of towards finding magic again in life, mm-hmm. right? We're getting burned out. Mm-hmm. I mean, the last 4 years have been a wild ride since mm-hmm. lockdown. Mm-hmm. Can we talk about lockdown?
Please, all right. We were talking about it before, and it's so interesting that we have the same view on it.
Yeah.
The rebirth.
Rebirth. Rebirth means that something died. For something to be born, something to be reborn, it means that there's a death, a process of destruction, creation, mm. right? Look at it, right? So for all this time throughout history, when we're looking at history, mm-hmm. what event affected everyone on the planet mm-hmm. exactly in the same manner? Mm-hmm. Not much. We have major religions that have mm-hmm. come and gone. Mm-hmm. We've had natural disasters that have come and gone, but not everywhere on the planet. When COVID came in, it made everyone think about the same things. Number one, can I breathe? Because COVID didn't affect your elbow, didn't affect your knees, didn't affect really your eyesight. It affected how you breathe. Mm. Same year, what did we have where that brother was like, I can't breathe. Mm-hmm. And they were stepping on his neck. Mm-hmm. It was the same year. Mm-hmm. Started a movement of, mm-hmm. oh, are we really breathing in life? Because mm-hmm. the breath is the sign of whether you're alive. Mm. There's a heartbeat and there's a breath, that person is still alive, right? Mm-hmm. That's what we say. So in this day and age, are we breathing? Are we quiet enough in our minds to hear our heartbeat? Well, most of the time we say no, because we're using all the tools we can find. Some people have meds as tools. Mm-hmm. Some people have yoga. Some people mm-hmm. have working out. Some people have watching sports or whatever our escape is. Mm-hmm. But after a while, you cannot escape the peace that you need to have in your own soul. Mm-hmm. So that's what I love to talk about.
Gosh, this is so beautiful. So for me, I believe that when the pandemic happened, mm-hmm. it wasn't about who we were before it. It wasn't about who we were during it. It's about who we were after it.
Right.
Who we became. The version of us that broke through the rebirth.
Right.
For me, I had that as a rebirth, but I'd also previously had a rebirth when I went through the illness I went through in 2016, 2017, that broke me down, but it was the best thing that ever happened because I was on a pedestal in my own mind. Mm. I thought I was this incredible model who had everything and I was so materialistic. Mm. And I thought that girl, and then, you know, I just went on to do all my own things. Everything was selfish. I didn't do charity work. I didn't do anything for other people in the world. And suddenly the world, as I knew it, came crashing down around me. My ego was shattered into a million pieces. And when that happens, you have nowhere to look other than inward. And I looked within myself and I was like, why is this happening to me? And then I realized,
it's happening for you.
It's happening for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm evolving. And I rebirthed out of the illness, the healing process, a new version of me. And they say that your skin, your whole body, every facet of you, your at a biomolecular level, your cells, you are an entirely new person every 7 years.
Okay, so let's talk about that change, because once you're saying that you are becoming unrecognizable to yourself, when you're having a spiritual rebirth, you become unrecognizable to yourself,
yet
at the same time, finally recognizable to yourself.
Wow. Mic drop.
Right?
Boom. That is so good. I don't, if these move, well, they probably do smash.
Well, how do we go there? Because the moment we start to feel pain, look, we're used to pain in some areas. We go to the gym. You guys out there, anyone who's working out, you know, it's like we always say no pain, no gain.
It's like torture.
It's like torture, right? So you have to break down the muscle in order for it to grow once you've rested and fed it. Mm. Okay, so we get that principle when it comes to working out. Mm-hmm. But what about how much time we're actually spending on that internal growth? Mm. Because we're so busy in survivor mode. Mm-hmm. Think about it, survivor mode. Got to pay the bills. Got to make sure that my body doesn't break down mm-hmm. today. I got to make sure if I have kids, if are they okay? Mm-hmm. Or if I have parents I'm mm-hmm. taking care of? Mm-hmm. Or if I'm safe in this world? Mm-hmm. So as a psychic, as a shaman, my goal with people is to help you to pause and to zoom out for mm-hmm. a moment. Mm-hmm. Because survivor mode means I'm just looking at my next meal and my next paycheck mm-hmm. and my next thing that I'm going to get or fix mm-hmm. or save. Mm-hmm. From destruction. Mm-hmm. So that's survivor mode. I mean, how many people in the world are living paycheck to paycheck, or we're just two paychecks away from being homeless? Mm-hmm. So I like to say you're two breakdowns away from being free also, but you don't know it. Okay, what's the breakdown? The break, you, as you know, breakdown, the breakup leads to the breakdown, to the breakthrough, to the break free. Right? Breaking open, well, I'm heartbroken. So as a shaman, when we look at heartbreak, we really are seeing it as that the shell around your heart is breaking, but your heart itself cannot break. If we have a rose in a vase, guys, and if the vase tips over and cracks, the rose is now broken. It's just the vase. And we can get to now hold the rose. And I see that the heart is what we are. It's not who you are. You are. You are love. And I can prove it. I can actually prove that we are love. Here's why. Because when you don't have love in your life, and I don't mean a relationship, I just mean love as your, as what you're feeling. When you don't have that feeling, nothing else seems right.
Oh my gosh. Nothing else seems right. No, you're right. And love is happiness.
Right. So consider it the same. Joy. Right. But what are we taught? Someone else has to give that to you.
Yes.
Right.
In order to feel good.
But I'm going to say a trigger warning. I'm going to say something that's very against what we've been taught. You ready for it? Here's what we have been taught. You cannot love anybody until you love yourself. And here comes where I'm going to disagree. The evidence has shown that that's not true. It's actually the opposite. Very often through relationship, we learn to love ourselves.
Yeah.
It's often the catalyst for learning how to love yourself. Yeah. Listen, we've all have loved people when we didn't love ourselves.
So true.
And you know it. You loved that person and you knew you had stuff going on where you couldn't find self-love, but you knew you loved that person. Okay. I loved my parents when I was in high school and didn't feel good about myself. I loved whoever I was dating. I loved my friends. I loved even strangers. I felt love for them while I wasn't feeling love for myself. So that's not true. We often learn to love ourselves through the experiences and interactions we have. So let's not be so, there's hard and fast rules. You have to do it this way. You have to believe in yourself to make it. I've known a lot of people who've made it, still don't believe in themselves. They never did. They still don't. And their journey was that, my God, I can actually succeed without believing in myself. But prove it to you. You said about being a model. So everyone would see a model as beautiful and ruling the world. But do you know how many models are completely insecure?
Oh, as I was.
Okay, absolutely. So you're getting paid for the way that you look. Not on, on top of it. No one's just complimenting you. They're putting you in the spotlight. So many models didn't even believe they could be models. And then they became models. How? If they didn't believe in themselves. They don't believe in themselves while they're doing it. There's actors who don't like watching themselves in movies. They've been my clients who don't want to watch.
This is like backward manifesting, but how on earth does that happen? How do people who don't want it and who are unworthy in their heart of achieving it, achieve it?
I'll tell you how. You ready? So if I were to stand up right now and I were to pull the pocket lining out of my pockets, it's because, and show it all, it's because they are just out there, naked, surrendered. They may not have your brains, they may not have your looks, they may not have your talent, they may not have anything, or may not be even as nice as you are. But they have something, and it's called they're surrendered. They're just in neutral. They're not in park, and they're not in drive.
So they're not deflecting, they're not resisting, they're not also needing and wanting, they're just...
They're just being, oh, I'm a model, okay, wear this, okay, oh, I'm an actor.
But then it has no purpose from it after.
No, it just brings them what they perhaps... need, it could be money at the moment.
They believe it.
True, but remember, everything leads to everything, right? So right now there's people watching your show. Now, if they were to take a few moments and think, how did I find the show? They go, well, I was randomly on YouTube. Okay, then I would say, who introduced you to YouTube? I don't know. Well, someone you've discovered somehow. Who bought your computer? What, we can trace this back maybe 10, 15 years through all the little steps for you to be watching this show right now. For you to be friends with the person you're with right now, how many people did you have to meet? Everything is connected to your current moment. So they got what they needed at that moment to take them to the next level. And that's the thing about spiritual death and rebirth. It is not about that final step of you take or what you take. You go, then I'll be on my spiritual path. You are on your spiritual path right now. I don't care if you're a drug addict, you're an alcoholic, you're mean, you have PTSD, you are doing all things bad for your body, you are still on your spiritual path. And I don't care if you're doing the opposite and then fall off of it, you'll still be on your spiritual path. You are never going to be off your spiritual path. Your existence is your spiritual path. First, clear the air with that. Now let's make the distinction. You're either consciously on your spiritual path, mm-hmm. or you're unconsciously on your spiritual path.
Right. That makes a lot of sense.
Okay. So consciously means that I am understanding each situation as for me,
yeah.
rather than suffering through it and hopefully there's a light at the end of the tunnel. That would be unconsciously.
Mm.
So I've known people and people in my family, myself included, were times where I didn't know I was on my spiritual path. I was just fighting.
Mm.
And then at the end, yeah, some good things came out of it. I got some wisdom from it, but I was tired, beaten up by that point,
mm-hmm.
a little bit bitter, sad, victim, various mm-hmm. forms of victimhood or blame. So what are you going to do? The first step to clear your air
mm-hmm.
to be in neutral. You have to be in neutral. You can't be in park because it can't move you. You can't be in drive because mm-hmm. now you have your own way to go. The universe has to stop you and put mm-hmm. you in neutral. And that's what the lockdown did.
Right.
What did it make us all do?
Pause.
Thank you. And in that pause, you had to appreciate staying at home.
Mm-hmm.
Newfound appreciation for staying at home.
Yeah.
Newfound appreciation for going out.
Yes.
Newfound appreciation for people who were doing service jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Newfound appreciation for perhaps not going to school. And going to school, so appreciates mm-hmm. what perhaps needs to be fixed in the educational
mm-hmm,
system,
mm-hmm.
what we don't need. We also discovered that.
Mm-hmm.
So all of these things, it helped us to do the number one thing, which you know is your number one power is gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
Because whatever you were at your worst, Natasha, you had to find, well, I'm still here and I have gratitude
yes,
for myself.
Absolutely.
So spiritual death is something that can happen. Here's some signs of spiritual death. Happening. Very much the signs of spiritual death can be mistaken for, I don't know, some other form of being sad,
mm-hmm.
okay, or out of it or checked out.
Mm-hmm.
It could be sort of a loss of appetite for things in general.
Mm.
So the food doesn't exactly taste the same.
Mm-hmm.
You thought that meal was going to make you happy,
mm-hmm.
and it just doesn't taste the same. Is it the restaurant? Oh, they're not making the food the way they used to. No, it's you. You can't listen to the same music anymore. You, most of your friends, you don't want to hang out.
Mm-hmm. The same places
exactly.
you feel turned off by so many things.
Exactly, because something is starting to shift.
Mm.
Now, it can first start off as, I'm tired, I'm even disgusted
mm-hmm.
with them, yourself, the world. But you cannot let it stop there because
mm-hmm.
you're in your reaction. Now, look at the word reaction, and then I'm going to bring in another word called creation. They're the same letters. She's spelling it out.
Oh, my gosh.
Create your English. You don't have to spell anything out. You guys know this is your language.
I know. We speak proper.
Isn't it funny? I want to get into the talk about accents a little bit later because, you know, I channel spirit guides and they speak in different accents.
Do they really?
Yeah. Yeah, they do. You haven't seen channeling?
You mean like somebody doing it?
Like Abraham Hicks?
Oh, yeah. Abraham Hicks
okay.
and Esther. Yeah, no,
okay,
no,
so
absolutely.
Esther is a channeler.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
what's interesting about Esther being a channeler,
yes.
and I know I just totally dropped that other subject I was talking
yes.
about, but let me go back to that. Reaction and creation, same letters.
Yes.
That's a small change of moving one letter over here, and
yeah.
reaction becomes creation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you stay in the reaction of something, you're stuck.
Mm-hmm.
That made me pissed off. I'm still pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
That made me sad. I'm still sad about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what about going to creation? What are you? How are you an alchemist? How are you a wizard? How are you taking that and transforming it into a creation? The things that we value the most on this planet are creation.
Mm.
We don't call God the seer, the beer, the thinker, the doer. We call God the creator.
Yes.
Because we value creation.
Yes.
That's why our music industry is so big. That's why our artistic industry is so big. Everything that... When you're not creating, that's when you feel dead.
Yeah, you do.
Okay. So we had to go out of that lockdown. The world was in lockdown. We individually had to break through our own lockdowns.
Mm-hmm.
People got together. People got divorced. People had kids. People reunited with other people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
People changed their entire profession, changed where they lived. People who had a lot of money then suddenly didn't have as much. People who had some money suddenly became entrepreneurs and had more.
Mm-hmm.
So we're always in this recalibration that's happening. How do I segue from that into talking about estrogens?
Well, you know what? We're just going to go straight there. I'm just going to finalize what you're saying, because I really enjoy the thought that we had to recreate, and we did. And for people that didn't, it was very interesting, because there were people who stayed the same, but they would have shifted in some way. They would have shifted. I believe it was put upon us in the universe to go through this in our lifetime. Mm-hmm. And we are the ones who are meant to spiritually evolve, and we should have all have shifted, spiritually awoken, gone to a new level, and come out of it as much more divine beings.
So what happened where some didn't go all the way in the way we would like it to be? What do you think that is?
It's still playing. I think they just were like, no, my life's good. Oh, cool. I'm being paid to be off work, and I'll just do nothing. And I'll just, you know.
Entitlement.
Entitlement. I'll continue the same way. I am happy with who I am. I don't need to change. Ego. Right? So the first thing I looked at was, my goodness, I've got so much extra time. I've got to build a business and still support my son. I don't have a company paying for me. So I need to build something super fast. And I did.
So you didn't stay in the reaction. You went to the creation.
Creation.
Okay. So, you know, the English, thinking of the English language, a lot of people consider it not the most sophisticated language. And there's no, it is not the most sophisticated language. It doesn't need to be. That's not its purpose.
Right.
French fries are not here to be the most sophisticated food, and yet we all love it. Okay. And who makes the best ones? McDonald's still makes the best ones, pretty much, right?
Oh, God.
You know what I'm saying? All right.
Pregnant,
sorry.
And now I'm craving McDonald's fries. Someone get me fries from McDonald's. Oh, my God.
Craving.
That's horrendous. Yeah.
What? You're not into In-N-Out?
Oh, I had my first In-N-Out burger when I got to America. I've been here for 1 year.
Oh.
And I went only a few months ago. I'd been seeing it everywhere, and I was like, it's time. And I'd never eaten a burger in my life, so I was like, here we go, this is the first time, and it's going to be the best one.
Yeah.
And I don't eat dairy and all these things that were on it, and I just went for it, and it was the most amazing experience.
It was a spiritual experience, right? Exactly.
It was really good, I have to admit.
No guilt, and it's... And that moment, it's doing nothing but raising your vibration.
Right, and I told the food, thank you for blessing my body, because it's absolutely not. And it's like going the other way. So I was like, thank you for blessing my body. Thank you for being amazing. And I didn't get the rash I would usually get from the dairy and all these things.
Okay, this is really powerful what you're talking about, because what you're saying is that thought and intentions connected to freedom about it.
Yes.
Leads to much less damage, which is more flow.
Yes.
And now you're flexible with the universe rather than this rigidity does not last in the universe. Even the mountain sheds dirt and soil.
Yeah.
Even the mountain. It's not the same thickness it used to be 100 years ago. There's little avalanches. What is it doing? So nature knows it has to shed. The snake sheds its skin. It doesn't drag its skin with it for days and months for a little while, then it drops to the shedded skin. So we have to understand that when we say, what is our nature? And we are, nature is everything, meaning that it is, how would I, I was just about to actually try to put nature into one sentence, like, no, that's impossible. All I can say is this, we either are in resistance or we're in flow.
Very true. And that's when you manifest and receive.
Thank you.
Or you block and you don't receive. And people always wonder, but Natasha, I've been applying all these things and it's not happening. And I'm like, because you're living in a state of resistance. They're like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, you really want it in your conscious mind, but your subconscious deflects it.
Thank you.
The rest of the time, the 95% of the time, you don't want it. 5% you do. But 95% you're deflecting, pushing away, and you're like, treating people in a certain way. Right. You've got upper ceiling level limits. Right. You have so many blocks around you that you didn't know.
Well, because the subconscious runs the show. You have to understand who's behind that curtain. The subconscious is there. Here's the thing. Interesting. We're talking about food and weight. So there was a study done that people, remember Weight Watchers?
Yes.
So people would go on Weight Watchers and they would ask them a certain series of questions. Yep. Basically, they would say, when you come in, oh, well, how much do you want to lose? They'll say, I want to lose 100 pounds. They go, okay, do you understand that on our plan, we're going to be limiting portions? They go, yes, I eat too much. I'm in. Limit my portions.
Yeah.
Okay, you know that you're going to be eating the limited carbs and you're going to have this kind of protein. And yes, yes, I totally understand that. I've been reading all about it. Sign me up. You know you have to exercise. Yes, I totally get it. I've had gym clothes and a membership for a year. I don't even go. Now I'm going to go. Great. So then they get on the program. they lose all the weight. Then they get off the program, and a year later, they've gained the weight back plus an extra 5 to 10 pounds. Mm, yeah. So someone will just say, well, that's obvious. They just got off the program.
Yep.
And I say, no, it's just they didn't actually change their subconscious beliefs.
Mm.
See, they understood.
Very interesting.
Yeah. They understood consciously that smaller portions, because they have a brain, they're smart. They understand that smaller portions means less calories. Okay. So they go, okay, but under that, smaller portions to them means almost like it's punishment. Because less food means that I'm in a poverty state. Less food means that I didn't get enough. Less food means that we don't really have abundance. That's the programming that we have when we're kids. Someone gives you a little bit of food. You're like, that's not, I want it to be abundant. I want a big meal, a big feast. That means good things. Okay, what about that the food doesn't taste that good? And they'll accept it. Oh, it's carrots and steamed broccoli. I get it. I just want to lose weight. Give it to me. And then what happens is they don't have a taste for it because they see that as also a kind of punishment. You have to eat your broccoli now.
Right.
And the last thing is exercise. What they feel underneath, kind of humiliated going to the gym where there's all these fit people. So they don't really want to continue going to the gym because they still see that version of themselves. Mm-hmm. So you have to reprogram. Now, channeling, let's go back to Law of Attraction. Mm-hmm. So Esther Hicks, a lot of people don't know because when you're going through YouTube and you see Esther Hicks, it's her regular voice. And when you, she's wearing a suit, she's on a cruise ship, and you're just scrolling by and you're like, oh, she's making a lot of sense. Because she does make a lot of sense, the channeling. But you have to understand that Esther Hicks, she doesn't call herself a trans channel.
No.
On purpose. She is a trans channel. She learned from trans channels. She went to a trans channel.
What is a trans channel?
So a trans channel is a person who is able to go into a deep meditative state and allow the spirit guides to literally inhabit their body or be a microphone for their message.
Wow.
Now, okay. Is that scary? Not at all. Your ancestors, I don't care if your skin is my color or your color or darker or lighter, all of us came from tribes. All of us in those tribes, before a religion got involved, were connected to the earth, to the stars, to nature, to the ancestors. You can find this in Celtic tradition. You can find this in Indian, like me, Indian Egyptian. Tradition. Egyptian, African, Native Mayan. American, everywhere around the world. In fact, every religion has also told us, along with every indigenous culture, that we are not alone. That there are beings of higher consciousness that are with us. You can call them angels. You can call them guardians, ancestors, the universe, whatever, the watchers, some people call them. So we're referring to the same thing. It's just that our ideas about them are a little bit different, where some people pray to the angels, fix this for me. Okay, but not realizing that source is actually the one that helped create this trouble that you're experiencing for you to grow. So why are you asking a source to fix it for you? They're the ones who kind of did that to you.
So you're meant to actually go inside the problem yourself.
Yes.
And, you know, grow through what you go through.
Right. So people say this is all new age stuff. No, this is old age stuff. Mm. The so-called new age of the psychics, the healers, the shamans. This was going on far before any religion. No disrespect to religion. I'm just telling you a fact. This was there before. And so it was our natural innate human ability to connect with the so-called spirit world. Later, I said, well, what is the spirit world? We live in the spirit world. It's just you don't see them the way other people see them. You are a spirit. You're expressing yourself as a human physical form. But without this covering, you are a spirit. So if, when you experience ghosts, they're not, if they're causing trouble or they're friendly, it's just that they also are souls. They're not what people say, they're demons. No, people can act like demons while they're in the physical body too. We know plenty of devils and demons in physical form that are just doing harm. Okay. We've all encountered people like that. So this is the opposite. Your spirit guides are offering you and transmitting messages to you, even when you don't realize it. Haven't you ever had moments where you're like, I need to call that person.
Yes.
That I haven't thought of in 20 years.
Yes.
Then you're at the supermarket, you turn the corner and there's their brother.
Yeah.
And you're like,
or them.
And you go, I was just thinking about your brother.
Yeah.
And you're over here. And they're like, oh, really? And you're like, no, you don't get it.
Yeah, no. That's okay. Amazing.
So I feel that your spirit guides are whispering in your ear. Go, think about that person. And then you're going to co-create, right? Because mm-hmm. law of attraction is co-creation mm-hmm. at its mm-hmm. finest, as they say. So people didn't know Esther Hicks was a channeler. And I think that a lot of her work really spread because people were like, didn't know they were talking to a spirit, that Abraham was a spirit. Also, Abraham is a name that almost people who are different religions can relate to.
Yeah.
But people like myself, we're channeling spirit guides who don't necessarily have names like Abraham, though I had channeled that too. I have channeled a number of spirit guides. These spirit guides are very wise, and I want to say they have personalities, meaning they all, and they have accents. And if you research channeling guys, you will see channelers all over in history. The last 100 years, there's evidence of channelers where the spirit guide is speaking through the person. We are not talking about possession. Mm-hmm. We are not talking about walk-in spirits that are causing harm and doing all mm-hmm. sorts of bullshit like that. We are talking about elevated, intelligent, life-changing, life-affirming mm-hmm. messages mm-hmm. that make sense. So I enter into a deep trance state. In that trance state, it's like going to sleep, mm-hmm. which I really like because when I was in high school, my teacher said, Mr. Mirza, you're not going to be able to sleep in life for a living. And I do.
You literally do. That is the coolest thing.
I fall asleep with my head on the desk, right? I don't know.
That did you wake up with this gift of being able to channel, or did you... were you born being able to hear this message? Because you see how you just said, it's like they whisper in your ear. So I don't know. I can't hear the voice audibly.
Right.
I don't feel it sensibly. I don't have any of those, but I'm definitely have very powerful psychic abilities.
Yeah.
Not for someone to be able to ask me a question, whereas with you, it's on a whole different level. People can ask you.
That means you're an empath.
Empath,
that means you're an empath. That's a type of psychic ability. So there's many types of psychic abilities. Right. Being an empath is one of them. And I find that what we're watching now is the empaths are waking up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in the last 4 years, I've been doing this work for 18 years, guys. Okay. And the last 4 years since lockdown, the empaths are waking up. I'm like, wow, there's a lot of empaths out there.
That's amazing.
Now, these empaths are mostly the ones who feel like, I can't go to that place, or I don't want to go there, or I just want to be in my
powerful
house.
Powerful intuition.
Yes.
That's me. I'm in that box.
They're very sensitive, but here's just the thing. The empath's goal is to realize their sensitivity is actually their strength, their superpower.
Right. Yeah.
So all the greatest artists that you've ever loved and admired, their sensitivity was their superpower. You watch Da Vinci paint. The reason why he was so great is because he was so sensitive. Mm. He just knew how to channel his sensitivity. So what I teach people, and my wife teaches people because she's a masterful empath, is how to open up mm-hmm. your sensitivity so you're no longer kind of being at the effect of the world. You're now affecting the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what real empath is. So channeling is now out there. You guys have, when you channel, you're stepping out of the way. The word channel is like the word canal, like the English channel. The English channel is what? A space through which water flows, where goods and services can be delivered to the people. So, I'm the Indian channel.
You are right now. This is so powerful. My goodness.
Through me, goods and services, reach people. So, I'm going to do this for you here. Okay.
So excited. But wait, before you go there, were you born with it?
Or I love what you said, before I go.
Before, that's interesting. I said those words.
You did.
Yes. Before you go and whoever else comes in, was it scary waking up with this feeling?
No. What happened was when I was 7 years old, I thought I was just a shy kid that felt everybody's stuff.
Right.
And it was too much for me. And so I was kind of an emotional kid. But when I was 7 years old, I was with my mom in Queens, New York. I'm born in Harlem, raised in the Bronx. I'm a New Yorker by birth. Now I'm a Los Angelino by heart. And I was with my mom, and she was just having chai with one of my aunties.
Oh, I do love Indian chai.
You do?
Very much.
Next time we'll bring you some homemade.
Oh my goodness.
And so we were there, and there was no kids to play with. And I was sitting in this little Queen's apartment bored, waiting for my mom to finish having her chat. And while I was there, I saw this couch, and I was staring at it. And out of nowhere, I just blurted out, an old man died on that couch. Yeah, and my mom's face probably did that because I heard like the spoon hit the saucer in the kitchen, and the woman comes running out, her friend, and she goes, "What did you say?" And I said, "An old man died on that couch. He was drinking tea too." And she burst into tears because her father apparently had died on the couch while he was drinking tea. My mom didn't know. Of course, I didn't know. But little kids say the darndest things. And
wow.
And that happened.
You just totally
changed. Yeah, so it was a mediumship reading. I do believe that mediums are kind of are born and not made, but I do believe you can learn to be more psychic. And so I
agree with that. Yeah. I believe it's a gift, but yeah. I do think everyone has, it's almost like beneath the soil is the diamond. And if you keep digging, keep working on it, keep working on yourself, you open up that channel, but not everyone will get to that diamond.
Exactly. It's like everyone can learn to sing better. Yes. Even if you have a terrible voice, you can learn to sing better with lessons.
But it doesn't mean you're going to be in tune and sound like Whitney Houston. Right.
I was going to say Whitney Houston.
Were you? Wow. The psychic connection is
amazing.
Mariah,
don't I always say Whitney Houston?
Yeah.
Really? And that's so funny.
In that example. Because, you know, I give examples.
I could have gone anywhere and that was who I went to. No, no, the way you tuned in with the name. Yeah, well, that would be powerful because when a really huge, I'm going to say powerful singers in particular have passed, I always like to speak to them and say, please use me as a tool in my own field to complete what you wanted to.
I love that.
So like I spoke to Michael Jackson when he passed because my mom's maiden name is Jackson. And I said just simply like I felt this connection to him my whole life while he was here. And I said to him when he passed, I was young, but I said, like, continue through me the things that I need to share in the world. This was when I was actually
seeing. That we are the world and heal the world.
Wow. And so I then changed my career, became who I was, had my death and rebirth as we know it. Now I realize I'm not afraid of death because these guys come down here, create so much on planet Earth in their physical body.
That's right.
As that person.
Yes.
And then they continue somewhere else and probably come back to complete the journey in another body.
So you feel that surge that keeps coming through you? That's what channeling is. Because you don't even know where it's coming from. You're not even trying when your voice goes into that place.
Have you seen me speak on stage?
Never.
I basically do the entire thing in my, just from my heart. Like, I just, people are like, what do you talk about? I'm like, what do you mean?
Because you're channeling.
Give me a title and I'll just.
Now, you're channeling your higher self, is what I call it. So I'm doing the same thing, except for I'm going into this state and allowing the guides to come through.